Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. Oh, I'm so excited about this. So Lewis and Clark.
Yep.
Well, them and a 30-ish person crew were tasked with finding a passage from the Missouri River to the Pacific Ocean in 1804.
Okay.
Took them 28 months, over 600 camping sites, we think, because, you know, they kept very extensive journals and they'd say, you know, mm-hmm. we stopped and we camped. And while we have maps and accounts of the journey, finding the exact location of where they visited can be a real challenge, right?
Yeah, after that long, landscapes have changed and
exactly
development has occurred.
It turns out we can locate where they stopped along the way by their poop.
Of course we can. All these modern things, and it boils down to a very simple, we're tracking their fecal matter, huh?
Yeah.
Tell us about I can understand the science behind that, but how on earth did they decide and figure out, this is how we're going to track them down, guys?
Well, it all comes down to stomach upsets, constipation, and a substance called calomel.
Okay.
So used well into the 19th century, calomel was once considered a medication for killing bacteria. It was used as a purgative, like, I feel bad, I need to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, medications back then, it was like, you can use this for everything, blindness and twitchy hands. You know, it was all over the map.
Mm-hmm.
Considering that the Lewis and Clark crew was eating, they think, something like 9 pounds of meat a day.
Oh my gosh.
With little or no fruits or vegetables, things were getting a little backed up.
There's not enough walking to keep the digestion flowing in the world.
And you know those men were not hydrated. They were not hydrated.
Nope.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If you're constipated, calomel really works. The product was called Rush's Thunderbolt Pills.
I guess it's really important that you be able to be comfortably running. There's reasons for them to not be constipated.
Oh, yeah. People called them thunderclappers. Because they worked very quickly.
Oh, like you've got to pick your position and then take your pill?
Pretty much, yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it killed bacteria, but it also was killing the patient at the same time because calomel is mercury chloride.
Oh, boy.
Mercury is no joke. It's a thing we used to have in thermometers, but we got rid of because it's super crazy toxic. Well,
yes.
So let's circle back to Lewis and Clark. You got the boys. They're hiking along. They're digging latrines when they stop and doing horrible things to those latrines. It turns out that the mercury signature allows scientists to definitively locate campsites because nothing else had that high of a concentration of mercury.
Can you imagine being the first guy to propose this grant? Guys, I know how we're going to find them. It's poop.
We're going to look for areas of disturbed dirt, dig down, and just start analyzing it for mercury.
So that was another question. Is there a meter that ticks, or is it like we're boring for samples?
They're boring for samples, yeah. So according to the National Park Service, researchers were able to use journal entries and specific mercury signatures to pinpoint where they stayed, like in particular this place called Traveler's Rest Park. They spent 3 days there. 3 days in September of 1805. I can only imagine the desecration that happened.
3 whole days. That's a rest stop where they're all getting their systems emptied.
Yeah. 30 men, 3 days.
Oh boy, 30 men.
With all their thunderclappers.
Yeah. Do you think there's a whole bunch of undergrads who now have some extra credit on their record for boring for poop?
I know exactly. It's like, I don't need my name first on that paper. I'm okay with that.
I will be part of the et al. Section of this. Thank you.
Exactly.
Make sure that grade goes in for me.
Yeah. So maybe don't eat so much meat. And know that if you ever visit Traveler's Rest State Park, they know locations because of things nobody wants to talk about. That's the story of Lewis and Clark and the undigestible trip across the United States.
That's amazing and wonderful and terrible.
Agreed.
Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk and Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. We do check those. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.